My name is Cathy Hind and I'm an audiovisual artist based in Bristol, UK. Twittering Machines is a live solo audiovisual performance using a turntable with a range of bespoke vinyl records, bird imitation devices, a music box, singing bowls, a small gong, a tiny synthesizer, along with live sampling, some field recordings and electronic audio processing, all accompanied by live mixed video projections. The piece starts with a vinyl record that has a Morse code transcription of John Keats' famous poem, Ode to a Nightingale. This record is listened to live by software that translates the blips and beeps back into the poem, which is then projected onto the screen behind me. I start to manipulate the record by slowing it down, sampling it and cutting up the sounds, and layering them into an interwoven sonic texture as an attempt to create some sort of strange, uncanny artificial birdsong. Meanwhile, these processes confuse the translation software and the text becomes increasingly fragmented and the Nightingale poem starts to dissolve into a stream of letters which become almost like attempts to phonetically transcribe birdsong. This interruption to the translation of the poem is intended as a metaphor for interruptions to suitable habitats for birds, especially the nightingale, which has experienced a devastating drop in population in the UK over the past 20 years or so. This chopped-up Morse code soundscape is further developed with some bird imitation devices and a music box that plays from a photograph of birds, alongside some slowed-down and altered field recordings of a nightingale, also combined with the unusual, almost electric sounds made by the song of the New Zealand tui. Later in the piece, I'll play an extract from a 7-inch single by the ornithologist and bird imitator Percy Edwards. This was released in the 1970s to raise money for the crusade against cruelty to all animals. Percy imitates birds on this record by whistling and explaining how to recognise a chaffinch. Again, this recording is live sampled and manipulated until the human speech and whistles dissolve into a thick, noisy texture. Out of this emerges a new section generated by spinning two singing bowls on the turntable. The resonances of these metallic tones are layered with images of bright sunlight and windy deserts, creating a different atmosphere for the return of the Morse code poem, this time perhaps more like an alarm call. Twittering Machines is a poetic reflection on the delicate state of bird populations as suitable habitat becomes rarer and climate change confuses the seasons. The software used to translate the Morse code poetry was programmed by Matthew Olden.